From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the week.
Very good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mark, give me the good news. Is there any good news? Are we spending or not?
Well, they are in the Waikato.
Good.
Yeah, that's all good. So the dairy money making a difference there, but no, nowhere else really. Yeah, we're still out there searching for the flickers of growth, you know, signs that the economy is reviving. Spending, that's one area we'd expect to see lifting around this time of year, simply because it is this time of year. So we're coming into summer and you've got Christmas, of course. So seasonally, we do spend more. Now, yeah, this is a slightly different lens, isn't it, yesterday, because it's not Stats New Zealand data, it's not bank data. This is a press release yesterday from Worldline, who run Paymark. Paymark, one of the payment processing systems, so the mechanics behind you swiping your card. Figures released yesterday showed that consumer spending recorded through all of their core retail merchants in their New Zealand payments network in September 25 reached $3.65 billion, so we still spend a lot of money. That number is up 1.1% on September 24. That is adjusted, so it's like for like, so depending on whether retails came in or out. But immediately you note that number is not inflation adjusted, which we know inflation is, say, running at around 3%. So in real terms, we're going backwards, aren't we? So it continues to paint the picture of subdued consumer spending. Worldline do note that Kiwis start to lift their spending from September through December. So those 4 months we see a lift. It's not happened this year. They were also monitoring housing-related merchants and hospitality merchants for any sign that the usual seasonal pickup was actually starting or beginning to come in a little bit higher, and the theory there being that this was just a turnaround in national economic growth. But in their words, Mike, both of those sectors failed to match the uptick of last September, so annual growth rates actually declined. So the big picture, Mike, no flickers. Regionally, Auckland, Northland, biggest spend regionally by a heck of a long shot. That was 0.0%, so effectively going backwards. As I said, the mighty Waikato up 3.3%, so spending there. And Canterbury was down, Mike, minus 0.5. So what's going on there? I'm in the Canterbury region today.
Good.
So I'll ask around, eh?
Well, exactly. Do it over lunch and order an extra course. Japan, yeah. They're loving it.
Absolutely loving it. So somewhere that is lifting, at least the share market anyway, Japan. So the Japanese share market cheering enthusiastically a potential new leader. So this is following the election of the leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party of Sanai Takaichi. There, as a result of that, the Nikkei 225 index has had a storming session, up 4.75%, 2,175 points to a record high. That is a very substantial move. The Topix index, that covers the whole market, not just the top 225 stocks, that's also up circa 3%, so record high there. So firstly, you've got to note that Takaichi becoming the LDP leader opens the door for the possibility of the election of Japan's first ever female prime minister. And I think that is confirmed or voted later this month. As far as the share market is concerned, Mike, what you're getting is what's now being termed the Takaichi trade. And it's based upon the expectation of more fiscal stimulus, more government spending, so looser monetary policy. So it's lifting a whole bunch of sectors in the share market. The Japanese yen has weakened. The thing to look out for here is whether or not you see any weakness in longer dated Japanese bonds, because that might sort of just feed through into the global bond market. Defence stocks actually have gone up because more military spending is expected. Oh, yeah, good on them.
Interesting. RB tomorrow. So the tell you what's interesting is there seems to be no real consensus around this. Yes, a cut, but no one. Is it 25 or 50 and we can't get agreement on this?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that that shadow board, well, probably shouldn't be surprised. This is the NZIER shadow board. They're picking a 25 basis point cut. Look, I personally think they should go 50 basis points. I mean, they're worried about spare capacity in the economy. Remember, it's not about growth from their point of view. We worry about growth. They've just got to worry about inflation. But unless they move, they're not going to stimulate the economy. That spare capacity is going to stay there. I just can't quite see the downside. If you're going to go 50 basis points for dinner and Christmas, why not do it straight away? I need to sit and contemplate that.
Yeah, no, do that over lunch in Christchurch today. Order that extra course and over your eaten mess. Give us something for tomorrow when I ask.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Now, what are the numbers?
Well, the Dow Jones is down. It's still government, still shut down, of course, in the US. The Dow Jones down 111 points, 46,645. That's about 0.25%. But the two other indices are up. The S&P 500 up 25 points, 0.37%, 6,740. And the NASDAQ is up 157 points, 0.69%. 22,936. The FTSE 100 lost just small, lost 12 points yesterday, 9479. As I say, the Nikkei up large, almost 5%, 47944 the close. Now, the Shanghai Composite, these guys haven't traded for days. It's a big holiday over there. 3882 is the mark there. The ASX 200 lost 6 points yesterday, 8981. And the NZX 50 down 24 points, 0.18%, 13,489. Kiwi dollar, 0.5839 against the US, 0.8824 against the Aussie, 0.4985 euro, 0.4333 against the pound, 87.68 Japanese yen. Gold, my gosh. If I'd have said at the beginning of the year, the gold is going to go to $4,000,
amazing,
I would have thought I was mad, but it's almost there, $3,955, and Brent crude, $65.60.
Enjoy Christchurch. Shure and Partners, Andrew Kelleher.